You're listening to The B-Side, a podcast of Blessed Hope Community Church. Hey, this is Malia, your host as usual, and today I'm joined by my co-host, Pastor David.
As usual.
As usual. See? And as we continue along in our summer testimony series, we have Natalie Moore with us.
Yeah, we're going to insert the cheers when she edits it. The cheers will be.
Hello, everybody.
Hey. So I guess before we dive into things, if there are people that are like, oh, who is Natalie Moore? Why don't you kind of tell us about yourself and your family a little bit?
Okay, sure. My husband is Mike, and we have three kiddos. We've lived in Vinton, probably going on 12 years now. We love it. We used to live in Cedar Falls, and Mike works in Hiawatha, so we needed a middle point between Cedar Falls and Hiawatha, and ended up in Vinton, and it's been great. So we like it here. We've been here at Blessed Hope for going on 3.5 years. A little bit about our kiddos. Our oldest is 23 and is married, and we have a grandson with their marriage, and he's the best. He is 1.5. He'll be 2 in October. And then we have our boy. He is almost 21. He'll be 21 next month. Wow. And Lauren, our baby, she is 18 and heading to college next month. So empty nesters.
How are you feeling about that?
Bittersweet. It'll be bittersweet. Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, you raise them and that's the plan. God has that all figured out, but it's just a big, big change.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So Mike works where, did you say?
He works in Hiawatha. It's a company called Skyworks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He's been there almost, total probably 11, 12 years. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was it that brought you guys to Blessed Hope?
We just wanted something local. When we were first moved here, we would travel to Cedar Falls back to our church, and that was a long way.
We did that when I was growing up for a while too.
Same here.
Yeah, we only did that for about, I don't know, 6 months to a year, and we're like, what's closer? So we looked around, and at that time we ended up in Dysart, a small family family assembly of God church. Definitely a family church. So we were there about 7 years.
Okay.
And then the pastor there had an opportunity to move up to Wisconsin with his full-time job because the church was just too small. He had to work full-time.
You know well. I know what that's
like. Yes. Been there.
Don't know what the hell.
Yeah. So when he moved up to Wisconsin, we were still at the church for a couple months and then decided, well, you know, it'd be really nice to just get involved with our community here in Vinton and get to know some families and people here in town. So God just called us to Blessed Hope.
There's something about being connected in your church community, like where you live, that just is so natural, and it just it makes life a lot easier, doesn't it?
It sure does. Yes. And you really get to know people in your backyard.
That was hard because we did. When I was growing up, we went to, like, my middle school, high school years, we were going to a church in Cedar Falls. But then it was like we couldn't be, us as kids couldn't be involved in any of the youth stuff. I mean, if we did, it was super sporadic. But, like, you know, my parents couldn't drive us up there during the week. So, I feel like there was missed opportunities probably
So. And it's an easy excuse to not get involved and not do the extra service or an extra.
We did the same. Went to Toddville when I was, you know, middle school and high school and even afterwards, but I have memories of, because it was always hard when the church would do something on Sunday afternoons or Sunday evenings that we wanted to go to. So my parents would be like, well, we're not going home. I have memories of setting, because then back then we didn't have the money to go eat out. So like setting and eating tuna sandwiches in the car, like wasting time in Cedar Rapids. So, you know,
Yep.
We were going to drive back.
Our family sounds similar.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
We had weirdo stuff like that.
I remember very vividly.
I think that's why I like to eat out so much.
Maybe.
It's a treat.
Right.
Well, welcome. Because this is your first time on the podcast.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes.
Yeah. Hopefully not your last either, right?
Yeah. I mean, she's always looking for a new co-host.
Oh, man.
I am.
David, come on.
You're not getting out of it, though, no. David. So I don't even.
Okay.
You're stuck.
Awesome. Well, we would love to hear your story then, like how you came to love the Lord.
Well, yeah. It's always a journey, you know, with the Lord. He you always have your mountains and your valleys.
Absolutely.
But he just was with me all along. I was raised in a church-loving family, but I would say that it was more my mom forcing me to go to church.
Sure.
It was her thing that, you know,
yeah.
You're going to get up.
Were you part of the denomination?
Well, yes. Okay. Yep. I grew up Lutheran. She still attends the Lutheran church. Okay. So I was, you know, baptized as a baby and did the first communion and was confirmed as a teenager. Mm. So did all the religious activities as a Lutheran growing up in that denomination.
Was it a smaller Lutheran church, mid-size, large, like how?
It was very small. Okay. I grew up in a small Iowa town south of here, about 2 hours. Okay. So yeah, very small Lutheran church family. So yep, did the VBS, did, you know, worked in the nursery as a teenager, but yeah, small pastors come and go, you know, never, there was a small youth program, but not much at all.
Sure.
But never talked about a relationship with Christ. Mm. Never the salvation message. Just very religious and tradition.
Sure. Mm.
So my heart was just not open to anything of that.
Yeah.
That type of relationship. So then I went off to college, you know, teenagers did the teenage thing, small town, not a care in the world about the Lord or, you know, we barely prayed, you know, before a dinner or, you know, around family reunions. Yes, maybe. But it was just not a priority in my life as a teenager or graduating high school. My first 2 years at college, did the college thing, wrapped up in myself and my friends and things like that. So it was just not a priority. I did have a Christian best friend in high school. She came up here to UNI. Her family went to an open Bible church back in my hometown, Pentecostal. I visited her church. So my, you know, heart was open, but I just wasn't ready to surrender anything yet. So then at UNI, spent a lot of time with her. My junior year, we actually were roommates at an apartment together and rode back and forth because she didn't have a car up at UNI. So we would ride home back and forth pretty much every weekend. And then probably it was February of 1998. We were juniors up there. So I'm old. But she invited me to a Thursday night Brothers and Sisters in Christ. It's basic. I don't know if they still have it, but they had it for many years up at UNI.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah. So it was an alternative instead of going out to the bars for the college kids on Thursday nights.
Nice.
And they would have, it was put on by the Navigators at that time. Mm-hmm. They were a big ministry at UNI. So she invited me one Thursday night and I'm like, sure, I'll go. She was going. So hopped in the car with some friends and we went. And at that time, I did not know that I was going to meet Mike, my husband. Aww. There. He was there with actually the pastor's son of the Open Bible Church in Waterloo. Okay. They were there scoping out chicks, I guess, if you ask him.
I'm like, okay. It's weird to think of Mike, like, scoping out chicks.
I know.
It's but like, I like yeah, it, and I'm yeah. here for it.
Yeah. So, yeah, some people in our small groups have heard him say that, yeah, he was going shopping.
Oh, all right.
Basic that night.
I mean, at least it's a good place to yeah, do that, you know?
Yeah, I guess. They were not students of UNI, neither one of
his. Oh,
really?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
They just showed up.
Oh. Coaching. Yes.
There you go.
Yes. Yes. So, yes, got to meet him and his friends there, and we went out afterwards, just to, as a whole group of us. Mm-hmm. But from there, it was like every weekend, you know, every Thursday night we would mm-hmm. go to Basic, and, you know, the Lord was totally working on my heart mm-hmm. there, just opening me up to, you know, his word and how important a relationship with him is.
Mm-hmm.
And then Friday nights we would go down to Cedar Rapids mm-hmm. and we would go, it was First Assembly on Blair's Ferry. I think mm-hmm. it's Radiant Church now.
Mm-hmm.
And they had Friday night Alive services. Yep. Pastor David has.
I've been many times to those. Went many times yes. to those.
So that was in the late 90s. And that's where I totally surrendered and gave my heart to the Lord.
Yeah. That's cool.
Friday night service.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, I might have been there.
You might have.
I might have been there at that moment.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. 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 So that's how
I was still in high school.
I'm nope. sure you were.
Whatever.
Yeah, right. You youngin.
Whatever.
Yeah. Ooh, I like being called that.
Yeah.
I'm always like the older, like in our friend groups and stuff, it seems like, so I'm good with that.
Okay. You're the young one here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shauna's actually the baby.
Yes. Yes. She is. So, with, you know, after that, we soon got married and just started a family. I worked full time mm-hmm. at GMAC Mortgage right out of graduating UNI.
Mm-hmm.
Kids and busy, and we would, you know, take them to church, and it was just struggle some years with
sure.
little ones. You yeah. know, we had three fairly close together. We were youth pastors at the Open Bible Church for 8 months or so.
Mm-hmm.
They had a youth pastor that wanted to move on to Illinois to try the senior pastor job. Mm. So they asked Mike and I if we would mm-hmm. step in and do youth pastor.
I like how you worded it. He wanted to try. Yeah. Like, I love the try. Yeah. And then, you know.
Yes. So they, yeah. put it on us to do that, which was God's totally leading and mm-hmm. you know, and telling us that is not for you guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's... Yeah. So we did that for about 8 months, and it, you know, the pastor that left to do the senior pastor job,
mm-hmm.
actually it did not work out for him mm-hmm. over there, and he actually asked to have his
position back.
Back. So
he tried and yeah. he
yes.
learned and
yes.
yeah, no, that's, I mean, that's, so,
that's interesting.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it worked out well. God had that
mm-hmm.
all planned out. Yeah. So we knew that we would not step into the youth pastor role at any time.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
It's because Mike had to put up with all his boys, like, yes. you know, shopping.
Yes. Yes. At his service. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, it was a good learning. Good learning tool for us to mm-hmm. step into.
Hmm.
So.
So a question that kind of came to mind is, so I don't even know if the question will make sense, but what was some of the stuff that you God had to navigate for you to go from, you know, you're talking about your upbringing and in a Lutheran church and a more traditional, and not saying that's bad by any means, you know, but because I can relate to that, even my own journey. Yeah. And then, you know, what were some of the stuff that you, like, I don't know if I want to call them hurdles or the things that you had to process through of what you came up into this real, like an actual saving relationship. Like, what were some of the, I don't mm-hmm. know if that question makes sense, but kind of just wrestling some of that. Like, sure. I was taught this and now I'm kind of almost relearning
mm-hmm. yeah.
into what this is, you know?
Yes, definitely. Yes. God really showed me, like, it doesn't have to be rudimental. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to just say a script to have a relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like checking the boxes. Mm-hmm. I had to really, like, struggle through that, like a traditional church. Like, well, you don't, I mean, there is still a template format that you go through, obviously, but there was no spirit. Spirit leading the service or spirit leading the pastor. It was just very rudimental and just checking boxes. So it was just, it was definitely a switch for me, but I could see the freedom in, you know, the spirit leading.
And making the decision for yourself, right?
Yes.
Instead of just pleasing parents and going through the motions.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And it was more personal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, God loves me for me, not for walking in my parents' footsteps.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just a huge, something that I, and, you know, saw the freedom in, and like, this is a relationship that I get to have with my personal Lord and Savior. So, but it was, I mean, going from a Lutheran church to a Pentecostal church,
that is
very mind blowing. But it's, I mean, the word is, we were at a church that the word was taught, gospel was preached on Sunday mornings. So I enjoyed when my parents would come up and visit and they would go to church, and I'm always in the back of my mind thinking, okay, what are they, what are they thinking? What, you know, what little seed is being planted in them because of the seed that is there.
So with the Lutheran, did you ever find yourself, even after that, like going back and learning more about what kind of the history of the Lutheran church or what their original, and the reason I'm asking is because, like, as an example, I grew up in a Free Methodist church, not like Lutheran in the sense of, but over time it became very, like, there was a lot of, I'll just call it dry. It was just, you know, but that wasn't what it was birthed from. And I remember growing up in it. Right. And then when I got to an age where I started researching where, what it started as, and and I'm like, where is that? You know, like, I was excited by it, you know? And so I wondered, that was a question I was thinking, have you ever, you know, kind of, how much did they show you, like, the original, like, Martin Luther stance on things or that teaching to kind of almost see, like, this, there's excitement towards the Word of God and excitement of salvation by faith and faith alone. And then, you know, you kind of talk about it, it kind of gets lost over the generations.
Definitely. And I've only done, obviously, back as a teenager during confirmation, I remember a lot of the Martin Luther, his doctrine, his information, you know, his information was shared, but my heart was not open to that. It was just thought, I just thought, like, I have to check this off the box. This is confirmation. It's something I have to do. Yeah. So I never really took that to heart until recently, the last few years, where we've kind of gone into some historical Christian people. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
He is true. I mean, his start of the Lutheran church was solid and on fire. But then you go back to visit my mom's Lutheran church and it's just like dry.
Yeah.
So dry. There's none of that passion of what the original founder of the church was.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's even when I grew up, I'll confess, I used to look down on the idea of confirmation when I was younger because I'd hear of other churches that did it. And, you know, you're taught, like, that's not, you know, we don't do that. But even that's an example of researching where that, you know, the idea behind it. I'm like, man, that would have been so powerful with the heart when it was done in a way, you know, because this idea of, like, we're going to purposely teach our children the, these things and get them to this moment. And that's, I don't know, as you were sharing that, it's just going through my mind is how there's so many churches and denominations that started with this, the idea was, it made sense, and it, and then it just loses its life over time. And sometimes I think we throw the baby out with the bathwater, right?
Right.
Like we've turned into, like, that's just wrong. But it's like, no, there's still some power in that. It just, it's kind of like the churches you go to that do communion every week. I've gone to, I'm not a, like, I think that's great. But I've been to churches that it's just turned into this because mm-hmm. it's this repetition. We just always do yep. it. There's no life to it anymore. No. And it's just kind of sad because then that turns other people off. Like, I don't want to do it that way. It's like, oh, but there's, mm-hmm. if we just don't lose the yeah. reason and the life behind it.
So, mm-hmm. so how does growing up more traditionally, and then like your experience with coming to faith, you know, as a young adult, like how has that informed you and Mike's parenting with your own kids as far as like raising them in the church?
Yeah. Once we had the children, we just, that was just part of our lifestyle. We knew that it was important mm-hmm. to get them plugged in. And our oldest, she really paved the way. She was, you know, always wanting to do the camp thing. Always, as soon as mm-hmm. she was able to do youth, very passionate about that. Mm-hmm. She just really paved the way. And like Lauren said at our life group last night, she just said, you know, I just did what my brothers and sisters did. You know, if they were going to do this with the church, then I would follow them. Yeah. Or if they were going to go to youth group, then I would just go with them. So she kind of told about her testimony. Like she had to realize that it was for, she needed to pave her own path and have her own salvation, not even under skirts of her older sister and brother. But it was just a family thing. And it was hard. I mean, some years Mike would, because he went to school at Hawkeye during the week mm-hmm. and then would work like 12-hour shifts on the weekends. Mm-hmm. So it was Sundays. He was working up in Waterloo before mm-hmm. he got done at Hawkeye with his tech degree. And it was just, you know, hard as a young mom taking mm-hmm. three kiddos to church on Sundays without a husband.
Yeah.
And we did it, but it was a struggle. That was definitely not an easy easy thing to do, but there was just years that you have seasons of that mm-hmm. it's just like, okay, Lord, I know we're gonna be there, but mm-hmm. it's just mm-hmm. a struggle. That and that's when people need to come alongside others in the church.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That reminds me of something you shared in a conversation. I don't remember what the number was, and maybe you do. When you said, how many Sundays do we have with our kids?
It's like 967.
Okay. Like ever since you shared that I haven't been able to get that out of my head, because the first thing that popped into my head is, you know, and I get this isn't about like, hey, be at church every Sunday.
No.
Because there's going to be times you miss. But the first thing that went in my head is, you know, what if I only take my family once a month? Mm-hmm. Now take that 967 divided by 4.
Yes.
And that's how many times I get to have that, you know. Mm-hmm. So just that, when you share that, it's just encouragement to anybody listening, because mm-hmm. maybe they're in their same boat. Maybe it's, you know, there's a mom listening now that your husband doesn't come, or maybe you're just single mom and it's hard and nobody wants to ever say it's not hard, but man, it's worth it. It's so worth it.
So worth it.
Yeah, it's not to take away the difficulty, but it's worth it.
Because you only get that many days from when they're born till when they're 18. So it was important to us. And I mean, my kids appreciate that now.
Yeah.
They do. They understand. And I pray that they continue that with their families and that they make that a priority.
Yeah, it's so, because we went to a church, because we weren't here this Sunday, and I was so thankful during the service, and I share this, because it is, I want to speak into anybody else, is the whole time we were singing, I was so thankful in my own, not just to have that moment, but I was being able to, there's my daughters right next to me.
Yes.
Like, and I miss out. Like, there's a lot of times, you know, people know, I'm always up front. Mm-hmm. I never get to sit there with them, you know, and so, yeah, I just I want to echo. It is so important. Just don't miss the value of standing with them and singing with them and letting them see you, you know, because, I think that's awesome.
Agree.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about that you missed?
I would just say that, you know, throughout life, you're going to have hills and valleys. Mm-hmm. There's just always bumps in the road, but you know that God is faithful, and he was faithful mm-hmm. through all of our bumps mm-hmm. and roads. Life was not perfect. It was hard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, our oldest has cancer when she was a senior in high school. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she had six treatments of chemo. Wow. And yeah, so, I mean, there's things that rock your world. I mean, yeah. God will just throw difficulties at you. And it says in the Bible that in this life you will have troubles. Mm-hmm. But yeah, God is completely faithful through all of it. Yeah, she's healthy and has her second, has her own baby and has a second one on the way.
Oh,
so,
that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, she's got another one coming in December. Oh. So
now I've heard that being a grandparent versus parenting your own kids is like infinitely different and amazing. So
it is. And I mean, being a young grandma, I'm not that old.
You are not.
I am a young grandma. We had our kids young and my daughter had her baby young and babies now. But yeah, it is. Everybody tells you being a grandparent is so, so cool. It's the best thing. And I was like, I don't know.
That's
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I was like not sold out on that. But now having a little grandson, and Mike would say the same thing. Like it is
so fun.
Being a grandparent is tops. It's so, God is just so good.
Okay. Awesome. Sold me.
Yeah.
Sold me.
Not that I have a choice in the matter, but.
Whenever it's your time to be a grandparent. Yeah.
Hopefully, I have a little.
Yes. Yes. Everybody has.
Well,
yeah.
I'm just saying. Time, my daughters are listening. I have a little bit.
Yes. So like, yes. David, you have a little bit. Like,
not even thinking grandparents.
No.
Wow.
Yeah. But it is a blessing.
Good. Good. Well, thanks. Thanks for being here.
Taking the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks for listening.